KXNY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High temperatures reach up to 94 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows level off around 71, partly cloudy skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 97. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. House Democrats hope to show voters today they're trying to do something about soaring food and fuel prices. House voting today on a package of bills called the Lower Food and Fuel Costs Act that would, among other things, allow year-round sale of E15 and promote the use of precision ag practices. Representative Dean Phillips of Minnesota said lawmakers have received hundreds of thousands of communications from Americans about inflation and how it's affecting them, the families, and their inability to accommodate their food needs or fuel needs. Republicans talked up a rival bill introduced to roll back a number of regulatory measures that they say are hurting farmers and driving up the cost of inputs and energy. The provisions address issues ranging from the administration's rewrite of the Waters of the U.S. rule to a climate disclosure rule pending at the Security and Exchange Commission. U.S. Ag expected to be one of the sectors gaining the most from the Ocean and Shipping Reform Act that passed the wide margin of the House this week. So leaders of some of the biggest ag groups will be at the White House signing ceremony later today. The U.S. International Trade Commission holding a hearing today as part of the final phase of its investigation into fertilizer imports from Russia and Trinidad and Tobago. National corn growers will be arguing against U.S. duties and the costly input. Nebraska Corn Grower Association President Andy Jobman will be telling the ITC that urea ammonium nitrate costs have increased more than 300% year over year, even before those tariffs took effect. The Commerce Department issued a separate preliminary ruling back in November, then also in February, that Russia and Trinidad and Tobago were unfairly subsidizing UAN exports as well as selling UAN in the U.S. well below market prices. And data on U.S. farming practices is plentiful, but more resources are needed to transform it into on-farm climate-smart recommendations for growers. Those words for witnesses of the House Ag Committee on Wednesday. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville is your authorized Hustler dealer. They offer a full line of residential riding lawnmowers from 42 to 72-inch decks. Manufactured in Heston, Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to give you unmatched strength and durability, and they're packed with performance features you will appreciate. Look over the complete inventory today of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville and get the riding mower designed to get the job done at a price you can afford.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A man accused in the May 1st hit-and-run death of a man in Wichita made his first court appearance in the case June 10th and remains in custody, according to online jail records. Latrell Thompson, 31, of Wichita, is charged with leaving the scene of an accident, according to Sedgwick County District Attorney. Just after 2 a.m. on May 1st, police responded to a report of a man down in the roadway in the 7900 block of West Cottontail in Wichita. Officers located 49-year-old Kurt Kruger unconscious and not breathing. He was pronounced deceased on scene. Investigators believe that Kruger was walking in the neighborhood where he lives. They believe he was struck by a vehicle, which then fled the scene. Officers were able to identify Thompson as a suspect. He's being held on a bond of $100,000. That's according to the district attorney's office. And don't look now, but the Kansas Powerball is up to $279 million, and Mega Millions is up to $273 million. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
A late-night storm in Greenwood County caused downed tree limbs and reported roof damage. The storm prompted a flood warning. The town of Madison and other rural areas in the northern part of Greenwood County are the most concerning areas for flooding. The Kansas Board of Regents has approved flat tuition at the six state universities yesterday. This is the fourth year in a row that the board has approved flat tuition for undergraduate resident students at the University of Kansas. Emporia State University, Fort Hays State University, Kansas State University, Pittsburgh State University, and Wichita State University have had no undergraduate resident tuition increases in three of the past 4 years. Areas near Manhattan are still feeling the effects of last weekend's storms, and Tuttle Creek State Park is one of them. The park will remain closed until next week while crews work out to clear out all the debris. Staying closed means no campers, which is where a large chunk of the park's revenue comes from. The park's manager said, though, that losing money isn't the main focus right now. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts and his wife have tested positive for COVID-19. The Republican governor revealed the development in a brief statement issued Wednesday morning and said both he and his wife, Suzanne Shore, are experiencing very minor symptoms. The statement said both will self-isolate in accordance with guidelines issued by the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A federal judge in Nebraska has removed a major obstacle for activists who want to legalize medical marijuana via a ballot campaign, ruling that petition circulators no longer have to gather signatures from at least 5% of voters in 38 or more counties. U.S. District Judge John Girard issued an order to temporarily bar the state from enforcing the requirement. The ruling comes at a critical time for medical marijuana supporters who have until July 7th to submit at least 87 ballot signatures on each of the two petitions to Nebraska's Secretary of State. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family-owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover, or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Richard Karnowski of Emmett has filed for Kansas governor, challenging incumbent Laura Kelly in the August primary. Formerly of Seneca, he operates a tax preparation office and has named Barry Franco of Seneca as his running mate. June 1st was deadline for candidates filing for election. In Marshall County, John Unger will challenge incumbent Barb Kiekhafer for 1st District County Commissioner, which includes the city of Marysville, as well as Marysville and Elm Creek townships. The remainder of filings were township and committee precinct positions. In Washington County, Scott Zabotrisky filed for re-election as 1st District County Commissioner with no opposition. In Nemahal County, Benjamin Glace has filed for 1st District Commissioner and is the only candidate for the position currently held by Gary Scobie, who did not file for re-election. Marshall County Commissioners briefly adjourned last week's meeting to join the Pony Express re-ride. The remainder of their meeting was mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners heard a proposal for Onyx Seal on the Greenleaf and Kimio roads, with consensus to do a few miles first to evaluate the process. The road and bridge mechanic has left, and equipment will be repaired at commercial shops.
Pawnee Mental Health presented their budget request, advising they are still seeking a Washington County volunteer for their board. Nemohaw County Commissioners recessed the meeting last week to attend the business tour with Rural Development Association of Northeast Kansas. Commissioners discussed changing the sick and vacation policies currently in place for employees, and the remainder of the meeting was routine business. USD 498 Valley Heights School Board recently held a special meeting and approved a resolution for a bond issue for construction of an addition of a junior-senior high building for a new K-6 elementary facility. The project would also include construction of an auxiliary gymnasium with limited seating, and further improvements would include a new access drive and drop-off for improved and safer bus and vehicle movement, installation of a new playground, remodel of existing locker rooms, restrooms, and spaces adjacent to the gym to include a new basketball court and bleachers. Cost estimate is $13,865,000. In addition, a second proposal would include new mechanical at the Valley Heights Junior Senior High, security upgrades and remodel of the VOAG building, as well as improvements including a new roof and structure at the Blue Rapids Gymnasium. This work is estimated to cost $4,675,000 for a total combined bond resolution total not to exceed $18,540,000. The resolution will be on the August primary ballot. Classic Chrome at the Car Show will feature an artist reception Thursday evening, June 16th, 5 until 6:30, featuring April Spicer. The public is invited. The event is free. A retirement reception for the founders of Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Drs. Arnold Negley and Ray Schultz, is planned Sunday, June 19th at the Arts Center in Marysville. It will be a come-and-go reception, 5 until 7 p.m., with a light meal and cake served until it's gone. Negley served 49 years, Schultz 46 years, beginning with a veterinary practice and establishing Valley Vet Supply in 1985, which has grown into a national mail-order retailer. Odell Community Day is Saturday, with registration for a fun run beginning at 7, a rib cooking contest, Little Tugger's tractor pull with registration at 12:30, bucket pong and a bounce house Saturday afternoon, plus an egg toss. They'll have a parade Saturday evening at 6, Redneck Olympics follow at 7, and fireworks at dusk in Odell this Saturday. Frankfurt Summerfest is Saturday. Amy Adams talks about the day's activities.
We are starting the day with the farmers market at 8 a.m., and then the cornhole tournament starts, the Squiggs Memorial Cornhole Tournament. Registration is at 10 a.m. It is a co-ed tournament followed by doubles.
Leading into the afternoon, there's going to be just about something for everyone.
All day from 1 to 4 and then again from 5 to 7, Jumpin' Joe's inflatables will be set up in the park. So those will be a lot of fun for the kids. Mm-hmm. And also we will have live music in the park starting at 5. Jake Rose and the Leftovers will be playing down there. And also we'll have a pedal tractor pull for kids on up to adults, which is always fun.
Tracy C. Stewart, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away May 27th. Funeral service Friday, June 17th, 10 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Tracy Stewart. Doris Dottie Dice, age 68, of Blue Rapids, passed away May 14th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, June 18th, 10:30 at the Blue Rapids Episcopal Church. Burial will follow at a later time. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Doris Dottie Dice. Lorna E. Wink, age 88, of Hanover, passed away June 14th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Lorna Wink. Carol E. Barkham, age 81, of Belton, Missouri, formerly the Burchard area, passed away June the 8th. Funeral service this Saturday, June 18th at 2 p.m. at the Wherry Mortuary in Pawnee City. interment in the Burchard Cemetery, where a mortuary in charge of arrangements for Carol Barcom. Helen M. Miller, age 90, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Helen Miller.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With gas prices this high, you could use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny throughout the day today before another chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight. With our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and mid 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 90s throughout Missouri. Some showers and thunderstorms possible overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s throughout Missouri. Clearing up throughout Friday with some sunshine and our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the mid 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid 90s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny and warmer throughout the weekend. Conditions staying dry throughout Saturday and Sunday before a chance for some showers throughout Monday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June 86. Record high on this date 102. The average low 65 and the record low 47. Sunset this evening 8:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
Summer is watermelon time, and we'll share some techniques for choosing a good one on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 16th, the 167th day of the year. Actress Laurie Metcalf has a birthday, and the blockbuster movie The Blues Brothers opened on this night in 1982. While everyone else is sniffing or thumping to find a good watermelon this summer, here are some time-honored techniques used by the choosiest melon tasters. Look at the stripes. A riper melon will show less contrast. Look at the bottom. A green melon will have a white bottom. The bottom of a ripe melon will be yellow or cream-colored. And look for melons with tendrils that are half-dead. Green tendrils mean the melon isn't ready, and fully dead tendrils indicate overripeness or the presence of a fungus. Just a few ways to spot a good melon while everyone else is thumping away. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get our free newsletter at almanac.com.
Somebody else will.
Powerhouse Justin Moore is coming to Prairie Band Casino and Resort Thursday, July 21st. Playing the hits Somebody Else Will, Why We Drink, and the ones that didn't make it back home. Must be 18 or over to attend. Tickets for Justin Moore Live at prairieband.com/shows.
Prairie Band Casino and Resort.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Wichita State University on Wednesday announced the hiring of its new athletic director. Wichita State is hiring Kevin Saul, who had been athletic director at Murray State since March 2019. A news release from the university said Saul will take the reins of the Shocker Athletics program next month. Before coming to Murray State, Saul spent 12 years at the University of Kentucky, where he held various roles before being named Executive Associate Director of Athletics. Saul, 44, is from Kansas and worked at Kansas State University from 2000 to 2005. From 2005 to 2007, he worked at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. LSU recruiting coordinator and assistant coach Dan Fitzgerald has been named KU's next head baseball coach. KU announced on Wednesday Fitzgerald has signed a six-year contract, keeping him in Lawrence through the 2028 season. Fitzgerald fills the position previously held by Rich Price for 20 years. Price retired in May. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Hey, summer is just around the corner, and the cows are looking a little gant. Head on over to Kaufman Seeds to stock up on some high-quality sedan grass seed and forage products. Whether you want conventional, BMR, or Bertitics, we've got you covered. Get it planted, keep the old cows happy for the summer, and on into winter. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your summer forage seed needs.
When soccer's governing body names 10 U.S. host cities for the 2026 Men's World Cup, Kansas City is expected to be among them. The announcement happens at 4 p.m. today when FIFA will reportedly tab 10 cities in the U.S. and 3 each in Mexico and Canada to host soccer's grandest event. If Kansas City earns the nod, games will be played at Arrowhead Stadium. According to TV station KCTV, city leaders feel confident Kansas City will be selected. The American Athletic Conference, which is home to Wichita State University, announced on Wednesday it has finalized entrance agreements with six new schools. The University of North Carolina Charlotte, the University of Alabama Birmingham, Florida Atlantic University, the University of North Texas, Rice University, and the University of Texas San Antonio all had applications for membership approved by the current conference members. These six incoming schools will begin play in the 2023-24 season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
Honeyman Auto sales and service. Drive by or check inventory online at honeymanauto.com. You can even schedule a test drive online as well. With lots of choices, Honeyman works to make yours the best buying experience with customer service a top priority. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service right here at home. With a full service shop and a selection of both cars and trucks in all price ranges, see Honeyman Auto sales and service, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville, today.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Summer means garden fresh blueberries from your backyard or pick your own farm. Get the best flavor with proper harvesting, storage, and preservation. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Watch as the berries turn from green to completely blue. Then wait a few days for them to fully ripen and spring back when gently squeezed. Taste a few ripe berries so you begin to know what a fully ripe blueberry looks and feels like. Carefully remove only the ripe berries from the plant by gently rolling the berry between your thumb and forefinger with palm facing up to catch any drop fruit. Store berries in shallow layers in covered containers in the fruit or vegetable drawer of the refrigerator. Wait to wash berries just prior to using or preserving. Wet berries are more subject to mold and don't last as long. Properly handled blueberries can last up to 14 days in the refrigerator. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You may have seen folks on TV diving to explore old shipwrecks. Most of the time, we may think of those dives taking place in warm Caribbean waters, exploring a treasure ship. In a moment, though, I'll take you to a place some call the Disneyland of diving, a place where the water is just above freezing, but the sights you'll see are truly amazing. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Jay Walker loves telling people about Duluth and Lake Superior.
It's definitely a cold water lake. The mean temperature of Lake Superior is 40 degrees, so it's very cold. It's very cold.
But Jay doesn't just look at this lake or boat on it. He dives in it regularly.
So for diving up here, I wear a dry suit, I have a hood on, I have gloves. It can be 60 degrees at the surface, and then once you hit the thermocline, it can be 36, and this is in August.
But those dives allow you to encounter some really unique views.
Oh, it's amazing. It's the Disneyland of diving, freshwater diving, in my opinion. We have lots of shipwrecks. I mean, the maritime history of Lake Superior is fascinating.
Lake Superior has claimed many ships over the years, fishing boats to large ships used in the steel industry. Jay has made dives to explore several. One of his favorites is the Ely, which sank up the coast from Duluth.
It did break apart like a clamshell, but the Great Lakes Shipwrecks Preservation Society put it back together again. And so now you can swim and check out this old boat, and it's in about 30 feet of water at its deepest point. You can go inside it. It's really fun to see the woodwork from these boats from the mid-1800s.
While the lake is cold, it does do one important thing for these wrecks.
The water is cold. It has low oxygen. So the deterioration, like I mentioned, it's an oligotrophic lake. So there's not a lot of biomass. There's not enough things to really break down these ships. So in essence, they're very well preserved.
Jay enjoys sharing the stories of the past and present of the lakes here at the Great Lakes Aquarium, which has many amazing exhibits for all ages. Traveling the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Heaster & Associates will conduct a large two-day live auction June 25th and 26th at the fairgrounds in Syracuse, Nebraska. Numerous antiques, including furniture, kitchen and household, crocks, advertising items, and primitives, glassware, a very large assortment of antique hand tools, and children's metal toys and games, plus guns and ammo, trading cards, hit-and-miss motors, and miscellaneous. See the sale bill online, goeaster.com. Two sale rings both days, Saturday and Sunday, June 25th and 26th, at the Kimmel Arena on the Otoe County Fairgrounds at Syracuse. Sale conducted by Easter & Associates. GoEaster.com online.
It's bad enough to have a fire break out, but if there isn't enough water to fight it, you're looking at a disaster. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Install a fire cistern for extra protection as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Everyone is worried that something will catch fire in the barn. Maybe you're close enough to town that firefighters could use the city's water supply. But what do you do if that's not an option? Ken Ouellette is the executive director of the National Fire Protection Association. He says a tanker truck usually carries 3,000 gallons of water. Fighting a typical house or barn fire requires over 150 gallons per minute. If you do the math, that only allows for 20 minutes of water. He says for a fire attack to be successful, it needs a sustained water supply. So if there isn't a central piped water supply near your property, a fire cistern is vital.
Typically, it's put underground so that it doesn't create an obstacle to people, but also can take advantage of gravity for allowing water to naturally flow into it and to fill it. One of the important things about locating a cistern is how are you going to fill it and keep it filled?
If you don't have a natural source, such as a stream or stormwater runoff for containment, then you will have to have water trucked in to fill the cistern. Ouellette says it also needs regular maintenance, at least 2 inspections per year.
Routinely, you have to inspect it to see if it's at the appropriate level. The cisterns that I've had experience with all had inspection port or manholes, so you could visually remove the cover and look in the tank to see what the level was. Monitor it to see if it's leaking, and if it is, try and repair it.
Cisterns are usually made of concrete or fiberglass. The size and gallonage is calculated by a needed fire flow for your particular situation. Be sure to check regulations with your local fire department. Learn more about fire cisterns at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A career soldier discovers new forms of stress when he becomes a farmer. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Charlie Jordan served more than 28 years in the Army. He now has a 5-acre fresh-cut flower operation near Woodlawn, Tennessee, and grows mushrooms as well.
When I got out of the military in 2017, I was lost. I'm not going to lie to you. I knew I wanted to be in agriculture, but my operation was kind of waning at that time. I was going through transitioning out of the military. I was going through a divorce all at the same time. So those things were a little bit of a stressor, and I had to really focus myself on wanting to live my life outside of the military.
Jordan began raising horses, later switched to cattle, then vegetables, before settling on cut flowers.
For my entire life, I knew nothing but military, but I took those experiences and I decided I was going to use them to my advantage, to make my dream, which is agriculture, come true.
Along the way, Jordan says he dealt with adversity by facing it.
You know, if you have some issues out there on your farm with your plants, with your livestock, whatever it is, don't procrastinate on it. You just say, well, it'll probably get better. No, it probably won't. You have to dive into it. You have to face it head on.
Get more information on mental health resources on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Men, save 20% off boots at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville this week during their annual boot sale. Featuring Durango, Double H, Wolverine, Caterpillar, Tony Lama, Keen, Ariat, Justin, Danner, Timberland Pro, and Red Wing Shoes. 20% off all boots in stock this week through Friday at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open daily 8 to 7 Monday through Friday, Saturday 8 to 6 Sunday, 12:30 till 5.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with the ongoing battle about high gas prices across the nation, some say that it's the oil industry as a whole. As Congressman Ron Kind says, the lack of competition in the oil industry, coupled with the high prices consumers face today, is even more reason to reduce the dependence on oil and natural gas altogether. As according to the congressman, the oil companies, faced with threats of switching to other methods of powered vehicles, are taking all the profits they can get at this time.
That is part of the problem. There's a lot of profit taking on the backs of American consumers right now. Clearly that's happening. But in previous years, when oil was at rock bottom prices, they took a loss. And so they didn't see the incentive to be investing in new refineries and more oil producing activities. They're sitting on 7,000 leases of oil and natural gas that they're not utilizing. And they don't want to bring that into production because they like the high prices. They can blame it on President Biden, even though they're laughing to the bank. They're using that money for share buybacks and for dividend distributions rather than price relief for the American consumer.
The United States hasn't built a new oil refinery since the 1970s, and that's likely not to change given the ongoing political environment. And according to Kind, he says the U.S. needs alternative methods beyond oil and natural gas.
Because they will always literally have us over the barrel by not making the investments, by not increasing production. And you look at the other potential sources that could ramp up fairly quickly. These are not good countries like Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, Russia even. I mean, to be dependent on them to increase production when prices go up, I think it's a fool strategy, and we have to be smarter as we go forward in the future.
As he goes on to say that oil companies don't want competition in the market.
This isn't a matter of onerous regulations preventing them from building. This has been a battle between the large and small refiners for some time. The large refiners want to dominate market share. They want that control. They're making a conscious decision not to build out.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-
Marysville and Setica Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Setica Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. tractor and combine monthly unit sales in May fell below the five-year average for the first time since March of 2020. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers released their monthly data this week. It shows U.S. total farm tractor sales fell 14.5% for the month of May compared to 2021. U.S. combine sales for the month declined 12.7% to 315 units sold. Total farm tractor sales and combine sales both down 14.2% year to date. AEM's Kurt Blades says supply chain remains a primary issue in the ag equipment market right now. He points out another thing to keep in mind, especially when comparing numbers year over year, 2021 sales significantly above historic trends. Will Epperle from Dunlap, Iowa, named the 2022 World Livestock Auctioneer Champion at the 58th Annual Competition held at the Shipshewana Auction and Trading Place in Indiana. He said it was a powerful moment. He said it can't be real, and the emotions came over him like a flood. This was Epperle's 12th year competing in the World Livestock Auction Champion event. He earned his spot to compete in this year's competition by winning runner-up honors at the 2022 Midwest qualifying events. Justin Dodson from Welch, Oklahoma was reserve champion, and another top 10 finalist, Barrett Simon from Roselia, Kansas, he was the rookie of the year. Next year's event will take place the first week of June in Arcadia, Florida. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has Angus and Sim-Angus yearling 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
If
you want to have good soil, take direction from the prairies. Their rich, deep soils were made by roots of perennial plants. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Over thousands of years, the roots of prairie plants have built world-renowned soils for agriculture. Our original prairies are long gone, but it's possible to rebuild what's been lost. Lisa Schulte Moore is a natural resources and ecology management professor at Iowa State University. She says for soil to thrive, it needs continuous living cover, which means abundant deep roots in the ground. It's all about the roots because they leak carbohydrates and turn nitrogen and other nutrients over in the soil. Above ground, prairie plants have many benefits, one being that the stems are stiff and will stay standing in a pounding rain, minimizing erosion.
And I make this point just to differentiate it from some other cool seasons, say a brome grass or a tall fescue. They'll bend over in a pounding rain, and so it doesn't slow that water down. It's diverse. Hundreds of plant species as well as animal species associated with them. And the underground life is probably unquantifiable.
This doesn't mean converting every field back to prairie. Think about the areas where you're not making money and what are the options.
If we're strategic and we're smart about it and we put those perennials just where they matter most, we could get a huge amount of soil health benefit. And the benefits also could expand into the socioeconomic realm. So be beneficial in terms of farmers' pocketbooks, in terms of helping to support future generations of farmers, helping to clean up our water.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about integrating perennials at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have Concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Going through a Thursday today as we see things still kind of mixed on the board for the livestock. Like grain's been mostly higher across the board today. They continue to climb slowly but surely. We'll see how they close up here in just a little bit overall. In the corn market, they've definitely taken a slow jump here over the recent couple hours. July corn sitting at 15 and a quarter to 789 and a quarter. September's up by 15 and three quarters to 744. And three quarters. In the wheat market, July KC wheat sitting up 20 and three quarters cent to 11.54 even a bushel, with September up by 20 cents to 11.60 and a quarter. In the soybean market, July beans are sitting up 18 and three quarters cent to 17.12 and a half. The August up by 18 and a half cents to 16.32 and a quarter. Over in the bean meal market, July soybean meal is up $11.70 right now to 4.29 and 20 cents, with the oil down 97 cents to 76.70 overall. In the cotton market, some decent gains here right now, with July cotton sitting up $1.82 at 145 even. The October is also at 56 cents to 125.68. And the oats market, a little bit lower here on the day, is July oats are down 3 3/4 to 657 and a half. Quick look in your livestock market. They've been pretty consistent on the day after starting off mixed. They're still kind of mixed, but a little bit lower right now, as June live cattle is up 10 pennies at 137.65. We have August live cattle down by a quarter at 136.60. Feeder cattle mostly lower here on the day. They've been pretty consistent. Not a lot of movement over on the feeder cattle as August is down $1.72 at 171.55. September's down $1.32 at 133.77. A little bit of green in the lean hogs as the July lean hogs are up $1.42 at 109.70. The US dollar index today has a little bit of red as well. September index is down $1.43, sitting at 103.50. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News on your side.
Landall Company is hiring assemblers, welders, fabrication, and painters at both the Marysville and Waterville locations. Landall Company offers stable employment, excellent wages and a benefit package, and growth opportunities. $500 to $1,000 hiring bonuses, plus their newest benefit, fuel allowance. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or phone 562-5381. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, welcoming vets and those with disability.
Early summer is grain sorghum planting time here in the Central Plains. Of course, one of the key variables in maximizing the yield potential of sorghum is the seeding rate at the start. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. Eric Atkinson here. K-State Cropping Systems Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti talks here about determining the seeding rate that will take full advantage of a given field's yield potential.
I always want to discuss with farmers this idea of matching the plant density, you know, with the precipitation, with the right environment. So if I'm looking for a high-yielding environment, so if I'm moving eastern part of the state, I will start thinking about increasing my seeding rate. If I'm starting to go west, where precipitation starts going down, and then we move from 30 inch all the way to 10 inches, then is when we start looking at cutting that seeding rate. So, and in many situations, we go from recommended high yielding 80,000 maybe, and all the way from, in many situations, I mean less than 30.
He reminds that seeding rate is not the same thing as the plant density that a producer would strive for. That means it's important for you growers to compensate for seeds that, for whatever reason, might not result in a viable plant.
There is a difference on terminology between seeding rate and plant density. So seeding rate is what is our target, and then the plant density is what is the final number of plants attained in the field after all seeds are emerging. And then the idea is that we usually try to use a number that it could be 70% from the target. That number can change. So if a farmer is trying to target 32,000 plants in the field, we know that we need to at least put 20-30% more on seeding rate to make sure that you get to that number. In many situations, depending on your planting condition, we might need to even increase that. If we are going into dry conditions where we are expecting more mortality early season, or if we are going into wet, we are not closing the wheel, we are not closing that row line. So there are many situations that increasing seeding rate can be a factor to consider more when you are thinking about your target population.
Now, if one is planting quite late, in late June or even July, dry conditions at emergence could be an issue. While sorghum is a crop that can grow tillers to compensate, one should not rely solely on that, according to Ignacio.
What will happen is the ability for those plants to produce tillers is really compromised, so we need to add at least 10, 15, or even 20% more plants, more seeds, to maximize that light interception, and we have less number of days, so the only way to really compensate or to produce some compensation will come from basically having more plants.
On grain sorghum seeding rates, that's K-State's Ignacio Ciampitti, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY. Legends of country music from KNDY Marysville AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.